LA with Kids. Welcome back to LA with Kids, the podcast about what to do and where to go with your kids in Los Angeles. This is podcast number 107 for December 6th, 2012. In this episode, we will share with you highlights and tips for getting the most out of your day at California Adventure and the newest attraction there, Cars Land. I will also let you know about our great math website for kids and parents and describe our new mailing list that you can sign up for right now at LAWithKids.com. LA with Kids is the website for kid-related activities, schools, camps, and more for LA families. A special thanks to Mark Leonard for providing the introduction and closing music for LA with Kids. I am Sabrina Weisler, the host of LA with Kids, and I'm also a mother of 7-year-old twins named Madison and Logan. They are looking forward to our holiday traditions this year, which include spending time with their cousins and riding the log ride at Knott's Berry Farm. In addition to LA with Kids, the Teachtopia Education Network produces an excellent resource for school-age children called JapanMath.com. The site is packed with online flashcards, printable flashcards, and printable time math tests. You can start using the site as early as kindergarten with the most basic facts. The website is also a challenge for older kids with division facts, missing parts, and more. I know as a parent it can be daunting walking into a bookstore or library and trying to find good books that fit your child's interest or reading level. Please check out childrensbookradio.com where you can find grade level reading lists for your children and even interviews with many well-known authors. If you've missed any of the episodes of this podcast about LA and the surrounding areas, please feel free to download past shows through our website at LAWithKids.com. If you own a local business which provides birthday party entertainment, or have any other business or service that caters to LA families, please contact us for advertising opportunities. Go to LA with Kids and then use our contact page on our site. LA with Kids has a terrific directory with listings for hiking trails, amusement parks, martial arts classes, clothing stores, and more. Each week, thousands of parents go to LA with Kids to see our section on free museum days in Los Angeles, as well as our event calendar. Did you know that you can have the best events delivered straight to your inbox each Friday? We focus on family-friendly and affordable events each weekend. Go to LAWithKids.com and join our list right now. There are two events that I want to highlight in December. The first one is a holiday open house at the Stagecoach Inn and Museum in Newbury Park. It is on December 15th from 1 to 4 p.m. and it's free. This wonderful historic museum focuses on the beginning of Ventura County and has memorabilia from a wild animal park that used to be on the current site of the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. The event will have many activities for families and includes museum tours and cookies and apple cider. The next event is on December 16th at the Autry National Center across the street from the LA Zoo. It's Western Heritage Family Day. Celebrate the holidays. From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., the activities include stories, music, and crafts, and gold panning. From 4 to 6 p.m., experience Las Posadas, a traditional Mexican holiday with a singing procession, music, hot chocolate, and cookies. The cost for this event is included with museum admission. Adults are $10, students are $6, and children ages 3 to 12 are $4. The focus of this podcast is our recent trip to Disneyland and California Adventure. The main reason for this trip was to check out Cars Land, Disney's latest addition to California Adventure. Cars Land has been in construction for years and eagerly anticipated. For a few years, our family spent little time at this park because it was a hassle walking around the construction, first for the World of Color and then for Cars Land and the new entrance areas. In the past, when we did go to California Adventure, we pretty much just did the aquatic-themed carousel, the Playhouse Disney show, and maybe eat a Bodine bread. Well, our LA with Kids opinion is that the Cars Land section of California Adventure was well worth the wait. Both the adults and kids in our group were impressed in how true to life the Main Street was. We also loved the main attraction, a ride called Radiator Springs Racers. It was refreshing to see something new and on a grand scale, and we loved all that we saw there. If your child or children are familiar with the Cars characters and story, either from the movies or the books, they will be delighted with seeing Lightning McQueen, Red the Fire Truck, Mater, and more all along the Main Street. In addition to seeing all of the cars recreated life-size, here are the main attractions in Cars Land. The first I want to talk about is Flo's V8 Cafe. This is a standout here and looks like a modernized 50s cafe with indoor and outdoor seating. Indoor seating is key because I find that many of the restaurants at Disneyland and California Adventure only have outdoor seating, which can be a problem in cold weather. It looks like a great place to eat because you have a view of the other Cars Land attractions while you eat. The restaurant serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. For breakfast, you can try the brioche French toast, eggs and turkey bacon, a chicken tamale meal, and more. Lunch and dinner includes pork loin with barbecue sauce, mac and cheese, and turkey and mashed potatoes. The kids' meal is served in a car-shaped box, of course. Next on our list is Casa della Tires, which is a fun place to look around and is right in front of Luigi's Flying Tires, a bumper car type ride. Instead of cars, you'll fly around on huge tires that have air pushing them in the direction you lean into. Then there's Fillmore's Tastin', a snack bar with juices and fruit. There's Mater's Junkyard Jamboree, a teacup ride decorated with mini Maters instead of teacups. The Cozy Cone Motel is another snack area. There are tall buildings shaped like construction cones, and each one offers a different kind of treat like ice cream and popcorn. I thought this area in particular was very attractive and inventive, like a small village within the much larger park. There are also several gift shops to browse in for Cars-related merchandise, including a cute hat shaped like a tire. The main attraction and must-do in Cars Land is the Radiator Springs Racers. From what I have heard and what we saw, the line for the ride is averaging about 2 hours, but you can get a fast pass. The line for the fast pass is actually right next to Bugs Land before you ever get to Cars Land. A very nice feature here is that you can get a fast pass for Radiator Springs, but also continue to get another fast pass for another ride in Disneyland. So what I would recommend is that you make getting a fast pass in Radiator Springs the first thing you do at the park so that you can minimize your wait time and get the most out of your day at the park. And if you're going to both parks in one day, you can then rush over to Disneyland to get a fast pass for, say, Space Mountain or Big Thunder Mountain as well. Now, more about Radiator Springs Racers. The ride was terrific and exceeded our expectations. You start off by climbing in a car, and at this point your child may either be disappointed that your car isn't the one they were hoping for, or very excited that they got the one they wanted. But you'll quickly get over that and be immediately delighted with the various rooms that you travel through and the cool rock formations. The designers really spent time here making all of the images from the movie come to life, and not with cheesy cardboard cutouts, but the real 3D models that give a lot for the viewer to look at. Here's something very interesting about this ride. Depending on the lane that you're in, you'll either go through Luigi's Casa della Tires or Ramon's House of Body Art. We went through Ramon's, and my kids loved when we were sprayed like we were getting new paint, but it was actually just mist. So in order to see both rooms, you'd have to go on the ride at least twice. About halfway through the ride, you'll pull up next to another car and then have a race to the finish line. Our kids' favorite part was when we were zooming along the curves at an angle at a pretty good speed as we traversed the mountains that were made to look just like Ornament Valley. Lots of excitement, lots to look at and appreciate, and if we could have ridden, of course we would have ridden a few more times. In conclusion, LAWithKids.com was impressed and delighted by Cars Land and can't wait to go back again. It is great to see something new and have it be done so well with lots of attention to detail. That's a wrap for this 107th episode for LA with Kids, and check back soon for another podcast. Please visit LA with Kids to get the latest free activities, event calendar, camp guide, and sign up for our weekly newsletter. This is Sabrina Weisler from all of us here at LA with Kids. Bye for now!